Let's take your calls now. Should we be allowed to drink raw milk, unpasteurized milk? Should the government lay off this Michael Schmidt guy? You know, I have no problem with you doing what you want to do. But whether or not we put it on the store shelves is another story. And you know what? That's why I can't see why this is such a big deal for big business. This really isn't going to cut into their act, is it? Most people aren't going to go through all the BS of joining a cow share group and doing the pickup and the delivery and everything. Most people just want to go to the milk store on the corner. You know, I don't know. What do you think? What's your take on this? Art in Rockwood, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, buddy.
I was drinking raw milk back in 1957. Of course, I was born in 1956, but they were that's all that they fed me was raw milk. And get the cream off the top of it, off the bottle, straight out of that. And I think I turned out pretty good. I'm a little short, but, it didn't give me any health problems.
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate the call, my friend. So there's a vote for raw milk. Now, you know what? I'm not sure. When I was a little boy in Port Colborne, Ontario, we had a milkman with a horse. And I even have a whole movie of it when my grandpa was, you know, the old movie projector looking out the window as he was coming up the street. And we used to love to get that milk out front, you know, in the glass bottle. And in the winter, you know how it would, you know, the cream and everything would come up to the top and push the cardboard top right off even. I don't know. Was that pasteurized or not? I don't know. I don't remember. But it was pretty thick, pretty good milk. Mike in Kitchener, what do you think?
Well, I totally agree with the ladies you had on. Like, there are definitely health benefits, and it should be looked at again. And the comment you said where the government's arguing about to pay for the, in case there's health issues, to pay for the hospitalization or whatever,
yeah,
is going to be minuscule compared to this. And like smoking they allow, right? It's like there's absolutely no health benefits to that, yet we're paying for all the people with cancer and all the people getting cancer and the millions of smokers.
Yeah, and you know what? They also paid through the nose and tax for that, too. But I get your point. And you know what? I've had about four or five emails already about the cigarettes, okay? Suck an egg on the cigarettes, okay? People have paid through the nose. And let me remind you what the finance ministers have said. We are raising the taxes on cigarettes to offset the high cost of health care due to smoking-related illnesses. It's memorized because I've heard it 100 times. So I get your point. Alcohol and cigarettes suck. They're bad for us, and they tax it to death, and they put it on the shelves. So why not put this on the shelf? So can we just lay off that argument about cigarettes and booze when it comes to this? Raw milk is good for you. Yes or no? Neil in Wellesley, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Neil speaking. I'm in my 85th year, and I've been drinking raw milk. When they come to pasteurized milk in Wellesley, I switched, went into the farm to buy my milk. And I've been drinking raw milk to this day. I go to the farm and get every 2 weeks, and I get 2 4-liter jugs and one jug for my son. And I take it home, and then I take the cream off the top, and I make my own butter, churn my own butter, and drink the milk, and I enjoy it.
Okay, I thank you very much for that. You know what? I can't drink this stuff. And, you know, many, you know, I know we had a health coach on earlier. I have talked to many health coaches and many trainers who say, if you're an adult human being, you need milk like you need a bullet in the head. All it does is slow down your lymph node system. It's not made for you. You're an adult. You're not supposed to be drinking milk. But other people say that's bull roar, too. So let's go to the phone. Thomas in Kitchener, what do you say?
I think the big companies that sell milk or they produce it, they're just afraid. And why they should be afraid of that? Because raw milk is good. I drink raw milk. Actually a few months ago we had raw milk in our house, and you know it actually tasted better than the one in the bag. You know, so the only thing that is, you know, you gotta boil it. That's it. You know, that's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know why is all this fear mongering going on that, oh, you're going to get sick and you're going to do this. And I think there's more sickness right now with the milk we drink than if we were to drink raw milk.
Okay, thanks so much. Kevin in Kitchener, go ahead. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Go ahead. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. Yeah, I used to work on a dairy farm when I was a kid, and I used to drink raw milk all the time. So like, I didn't have no problem with it. And you said we used to get the bottle of milk in front of outside the house. We would push it up, open it.
Okay, I got to move along here. Let's go to Jack in Cambridge. Jack, go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. This whole thing about the government saying, oh, you can, but you can drink it, you can't drink it, you can eat it, you can't eat it.
Mm.
Like, if the people want to buy it, they can buy it. And if it makes them sick, they won't buy it again. And if they like the taste of it, they'll keep on buying it. Dude, I'm so sick of hearing, oh, the government says this, the government says that. Wasn't there one time they said it was a free country?
Like, yeah.
What happened?
Okay. And my 85-year-old caller said he went to a farm and bought it. So there's obviously other farmers that are providing this for people. And I was trying to cut him short so he didn't tell me where he was getting it from. Because, you know what? Who needs the provincial police going there and shutting down another cow operation? I have no problem with this. You know what? It's the same as those eggs that aren't, what do we call those? The eggs that don't have the treatment on them. Whatever. You know, and then people go, well, I've been eating those raw eggs ever since I was a kid. And I go, yeah. Okay, to each their own. Julie, you'll get the last word on this. What's your thought?
I definitely think we should be allowed to buy it if we want. We actually got our own cow and we milk our own cow because we wanted raw milk. I make yogurt, I make butter, I make ice cream, and you know, nobody gets sick. It's fine, and I think it's a free country. That if somebody wants to buy it, they should be allowed to get it somewhere without, I mean, it's a lot of work, you know, without having to get your own cow and do it yourself, right?
That's what I'm saying, Julie. It's a lot of work. You go through a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, is this for the kids or for you?
Well, most of our kids are gone now.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just something that we think we believe in. And my dad, for instance, has given us so many articles on, you know, what pasteurization does to the fats. Like, it makes them so small that it absorbs into your bloodstream where normal raw milk doesn't absorb. And so that's where a lot of the, he's convinced that's where a lot of the,
okay,
everybody's heart issues are coming from. But we should be allowed to buy it if we want to buy it. It's a big business, and they should leave Michael Schmidt alone.
Okay, there you go. And I'm also, as I say again, I've been told by many people that we're adults, we're mammals, and we shouldn't be drinking other people's milk. I mean, other mammals' milk after a certain age anyway. So to each their own. You want to drink milk all your life, go right ahead. It's better than drinking scotch. Apparently, if it comes down to your liver's decision, they prefer the raw milk over the scotch any day. All right.